Yeah, it is.
Oh, before we start, on the final, are you going to be covering binary? Just out of pure...
Don't know. I'm going to write the final this weekend.
It's not done up yet. Gotcha.
Probably.
Yeah.
There will probably be a taste of most everything.
Okay.
The way the final works is... Okay, it is due the 17th.
And we get access to it...
A week ahead of time. So you'll get access prior to the 10th. Okay, so you're going to get access prior to the 10th. So I may put it up the night of the 9th. This is the last class. From this point forward, this is an open lab from 9:30 to 3:30. On next week, both Tuesday and Thursday, and the following week on Tuesday, it's an open lab in here for all my classes. And you can come and get homework and done. And
that'll be good for me.
Yes, it will be good for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
So Carolyn and I will be here, and basically you're going to come and get homework done. Prior to the 10th, so probably, as I said, sometime during the 9th, I will post the final. It is an open notes, open book final. No talking to your friends. You're on your honor not to do that, please. And what I do is there will be a series of required questions, and then there'll be a series of optional questions. And you can pick and choose the optionals to get up to the maximum number of points, which I usually say is 110 points. So you can get extra credit again on the final, basically.
So the optional questions is a set of questions that we pick through?
Yes.
Okay.
And once, if you get to 110, if you happen to do more optional than you need, if you get to 110, I stop correcting. So you will have some required questions, and if you don't do those, you can't make up those points by doing optional. So let's say that 70% is required, 30% is optional, and then you can pick what you want to do for those.
Okay.
And I don't know the percents, I just said that. So, at the same time, there will be a status sheet for you to fill out. And you absolutely have to fill out the status sheet, because I won't correct your final if you don't. So, the status sheet has to come in with the final. And what the status sheet is your insurance, basically. I list all of the assignments, you tell me whether you did them or not.
Okay,
if you say you did something and I don't have it, I will get back to you and say, send it to me, because I do not have it. Okay, so it is your responsibility to do checking of your email periodically, because if I have to turn in grades and I haven't heard back from you, you get a zero on that assignment, okay? So I need to hear back from you. So, you know, unfortunately... I probably will get your grades because it's the 17th, done before Christmas. Some of my other classes have exams during the following week, and I probably won't get them done until after Christmas.
During Christmas? Wow.
Yeah, I have one exam on the 21st and one on the 22nd. And my family's all coming home on the 18th, so this is going to be fun.
Busy house.
Yeah, no, I've got 14 people moving in on me on the 18th. So,
how many days?
Huh?
How many days?
10, I think.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, actually, they're not all coming on the 18th. A few are coming later. And one set is, we have an exchange student in Germany.
Yeah.
And he's coming over, but he's going to stay in a motel. But he's going
to
eat in my house, huh? Because we ran out of beds.
Yeah.
You
can only fit so many people.
That's right. So, anyway, I will be working on doing the correcting and cursing the school for not having started earlier, and so forth and so on. And you can be cursing along with me, because you must have some exams next week, too.
Yep.
Okay, so the 17th is when your final is, and I don't remember what time it is, but let's say it's 10 o'clock. That means it has to be in to me by 10 o'clock, and it's sent to me. It's an email. I'm not going to be here. Okay? It's an email that has to be sent to me. So it's an online final. You're taking it online and you're sending it to me. If you have questions, you're emailing me. But I came in for a few years and nobody came, so I decided that I wasn't going to come in and sit here and twiddle my thumbs and then go home. So I've got better things to do, like correcting. So if I stay home, I can get some correcting done, and the final has to be sent to me. Okay, and I will give you a backup address to send to as well, so that we make sure I get it.
So when are you releasing that?
The 10th.
I'll release it before the lab on the 10th. So probably the day of the 9th or the night of the 9th. So that you can look it over, and if you have questions, you can ask me on the 10th, and you can also ask me on the 15th. Okay, so the 15th is the last day that I am going to be on campus because it's the last day of classes. So I will be here on the 15th. So if you, I mean, the point is that the 15th is due in 2 more days. If you haven't read it,
you're going to have problems.
You should have. Okay, so if you have questions, you can ask on the 15th.
Give us a week to do it. We better have some.
That's right. If you save it all for the night, it's not going to work. And how long is going to take you to do it? I have no idea. It depends on how much you have to look it up. There's going to be some JavaScript. There's going to be some other things. If you don't have to look it up, then the final is going to take you a lot less time. There's going to be just plain questions. If you don't have to look things up, it's going to take a lot of time. If you've got to look everything up, it's going to take a lot of time.
Okay. I assume the parts that are going to require programming are going to require us to make a program.
Right.
Okay.
I believe so. In the past, I've also had debugging and put something out there and said fix it.
Okay.
So it could go either way.
My other last, I think, question on the final is, are you going to have to open any projects in like Visual Basic or in Access or anything like that you want us to look at for debugging purposes?
I don't know. I haven't written it yet. Ask me that next week.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you had any idea of what you were going to throw in.
Yeah, no, I haven't decided. I have an idea. I've got questions all over the place that I've used.
Okay.
You know, here and there and everywhere. But I don't honestly remember. So ask me that question next week.
All right.
Okay, so now hopefully everybody's opened Access, and what you want to open, what you want to open in Access, come on, we can do this. Is this database here that says student four table database. Okay, that is an Access database, and that's what I want you to open. So download that and then open it in Access. Okay. So I've got four tables here now.
Why do you have
these are the tables, and the way it's arranged right now is these are two queries that I did.
Oh, okay. We don't have those queries yet.
That's right.
Gotcha.
I did those actually. Access actually worked in my 12th city class last time. It had done all of its fussing around, and it actually worked. So I did some, and we're going to look at those in a minute. But the ones that have the kind of graph-looking things and say the word table, the others are queries, and we're going to go in and do the queries in a few minutes. But I didn't erase the queries that I did last time. So here is the student table. And if I look at that in design view, I can see that I have the things I said I needed on here. The student ID, student name, student city, state, department code, and GPA. And I think when I was writing it on the board, I had department code under GPA. It doesn't matter what the order is. So that's the information I have on the students. And if I come over here and click on the view, I can see Okay, so I've got 5 students set up. Okay, so they are my students, and I've got 3 CI students, 2 business students, and a variety of query things, GPA things. Then my department table, if I look at that in design view, that has a department code. Okay, the student ID was the primary key code in the student table. The department code is the primary key here. Then I'm going to look at course next because it only has one key. So I'm going to look at the course table. The design view is the course number, the course name, and the number of credits. And the course number is the primary key. And for this, those are the courses that I am dealing with. So I put 5 courses in. Department, I should have looked at that. Department has 2 departments. Courses has 5 courses. Okay, and the course number is, this would be CIS 120, etc. Okay. So, now I get to the student course table. Come on, you can do it. So there's the design view of that. And notice that the key is next to 3 different things. What I do to do that is I highlight the 3 and hit the primary key symbol over there. And it makes the primary key on all of them. Because remember we talked about this is a 3-part key. It includes the student ID, the course number, the semester year, and the grade.
So if one of those is different, and the other 2 are the same for a different query, a different table, set of data, rather.
Yep.
It would be a different thing.
That's right. Only one character out of the student ID, course number, semester year, only one character has to be different. But one character or more have to be different. So if I look at the data that I have now, and for some reason it's having real problems doing the saving and sticking to it. Okay, can we look at this now? There we go. Okay, so I've got here student 111 is taking 2 courses. Student 1234 is taking 1 course and so forth going down. Student 33333 has took accounting 11 twice, once in the fall 09, once in spring 10, and got an F the first time, and that's why they retook it to get the C. Okay, so those are the courses, and if I wanted to, I could add in another course for 33333, and they took CIS 120, and they took it in the spring of 10, and they got a B. So I can just keep adding in things there. Or let's say they got an F. And then 33333 took CIS 120 in the spring of 11 and got a B. So I've only changed 1 digit there. Spring 10, spring 11. That's the only digit I've changed. But that's enough to make it unique. Okay, so those are my 4 tables. Now, when I want to make a query, and this is a review of September, I am going to do what?
I'm going to go to the table that you want to make a query out of.
Well, I'm going to go to create first, right? Or at least I do. I'm going to create and then query design. Okay. So, Now it is listing all four tables that I have. So let's say I want the student table and the department table. So I clicked on the student, and then I clicked on department. And I now have both of those tables up there.
And there is a link.
It figured out and made that link, probably based on something I did at some point. But I have department code linked from the student table over to the department table. And what I actually have here is a one-to-many relationship. Okay, when you talk about databases, there is a one-to-one relationship. A one-to-many relationship and a many-to-many relationship. Okay. This is a one-to-many relationship because one department is going to have many students. Okay? So CI and BU are the two departments. Okay? The two department codes are CI and BU. And there are more than one student in CI and more than one student in BU. So that's called a one-to-many relationship. And that's probably the most common kind of relationship. One-to-one is probably the rarest kind of relationship. And we'll look at a bunch of these as we're going along. But one-to-one would be a kind of example where I had an employee database and I wanted to put the classified information that was I didn't want other people to look at in one table, and I wanted to put name and address information in another table. So I might set up two tables, one where anybody can look at it in the company and one where only managers can look at it. And that would be a one-to-one relationship because every employee would have one of a record on each table. So that would be a one-to-one relationship. This is a one-to-many because one department is going to have many students. Okay, so that's called a one-to-many relationship. And again, you're going to hear these vocabularies periodically. One-to-many means one on one table, many on the other. Okay, so now, as I said, it made the link. So let's take the link away. If I delete the link, I no longer have the link. Okay, and I need the link to get good results. So we'll see what happens if I don't have it in a minute. So the way I get the link is I take the department code on one of the tables. I'm taking it on the student table. And I drag it over, and I drop it on top of department code in the other table. And that makes the link. So I just drag it over, and that makes the link. So I now know that I have linked the department code on both tables. Okay? So now I go back to the same thing that I did in other databases. I want to see the student ID, the student name, the department code, the department name, and I'm going to put up the department code again. I wouldn't usually do that, but I want to prove to you that they are the same because I have linked. Because I have linked, I will see every record where the student code, department code is the same as the department code because I've done that link. And then we'll take the link out and we'll see what we've got. Notice that when I drag them down, it is telling me what table these are on. So I can see what table they're on as well. Okay? So, if I now run this, I see my five students, and I see their department code, and their department code is the same on the two tables. and I see the department name. Okay? If I expand this thing right here so that you can see the name, okay, you can see the department code student on the student table. Student.department code means the department code on the student table, and department code with under department or department.department code gives me the department on that table. And since they're linked, they're going to be the same. So in reality, I would never show them both because I'm getting redundant information. Okay? So now what happens if I go back and I take the link out? So I'm going to go back to view and I'm going to delete this link again. And now I'm going to run it. And now I get every possible combination. Jane Koster links to computer. Jane Koster links to business. John Doe to each of them. They all link to both. So if I don't put the link in there, they give me every possible combination. And if you happen to have 1,000 records or so, you're going to see an awful lot of stuff you don't want to see. Okay? But there were 5 records on the student table and 2 records on the department. 5 times 2 is 10. I'm seeing 10 results. Okay? If I'd had 4 records on the department table, everybody would have been attached to that, each of the 4 departments, and I would see 20.
So you can only link tables to other keys?
I can only link tables, yes, it tends to be the keys, but I can only link matching fields is the big thing.
Yeah, I meant you can only match matching fields to primary keys of other
right.
tables.
Mainly because it doesn't work otherwise, because I don't want to carry duplicates of other information. I only want to carry duplicates of identifying information, key information. If I start carrying information on others, then why would I have a department name? Why would I have it breaks my rules on other things? Okay, so I put my department code back in there. So now I have a link. So now I can go down here and do criteria just like I did before. So if I want to say I want CI majors, I can put the CI in there. And then when I run it, I will only see the CI majors. Okay, so I can do the same kind of querying that I did when I only had one table. It's just now that I've got multiple tables. And for this particular one, there's nothing else really to query, so we're going to move on. Okay, so when I click the X over here, it comes up and asks me if I want to save it. And if I say yes, it would be Stu Courses again, because I already did one. And when I save it, it is saving it under, and notice how it saves it. It saves it under all of the tables that are associated with it. So it's saved under student table, saved under department table. It's not saved under the other two. So, actually that should have been student department again. Oh well. Student department was what I think I looked at. Okay, student courses I did in the other class, and we're going to just take a look at that. I put up 3 tables. and I link those. So I've got the student table, the course table, and the student course table. And I brought them all up. And then I link them. So the course number from this table goes to course number on that table, and student ID on the student table goes to student ID on the third table. Let me bring this down a little bit so you can see. Okay. So this is the student table. This is the student course table. Now, remember I mentioned many-to-many. There's a many-to-many relationship here. I've got my student. I've got my course. Okay. I can't carry course information on the student table, or I would have repeating groups. We talked about that on Tuesday. Because if I carried the course information on the student table, I need to set up slots to carry multiple courses, and then I am breaking first normal form. I can't carry student on the course table for the same reason. I would have to list a whole bunch of students. That's known as a repeating group. So I instead establish the student course table. C-O-U-R-S-E. Because there is a many-to-many relationship between these two tables. And this is called a bridge table. And it bridges. And so the student ID, these are the names. We have a student ID here, and we have a student ID here. We have a course, what did I call it? Course number. I wrote it all the way up. Good job. And that links to the course number over here. That's a primary key. That's a primary key. If I add in the semester year, I have a primary key here. Student IDs link and course number links. And that has a many-to-many relationship because one student can take many courses and one course is taken by many students. So that's known as a many-to-many relationship. And again, there are whole courses on database. I'm not expecting you to be a designer, but if somebody talks about one-to-many or many-to-many, I expect you to know, yeah, I've heard of that. Okay? And that's where we're going through is the vague idea so that when you encounter it someplace else, you can build on it. So I brought information down from all three tables, and so I just dragged information down from any of my three tables. Okay? And if I didn't have the links, I put them in, and I put them in by dragging course number over to this course number and dragging student ID over to that student ID or vice versa. And that links the tables. So if the lines aren't there, you're responsible for getting them there, and you do that by dragging.
Nice and simple.
Yes. And actually, databases is a good course for everyone to take at some point because there's a lot of demand out there now, especially for SQL. Which can also be pronounced SQL. Okay?
I'm sure somebody goes into like any field to ask to do with like customers' databases will be used.
Anything. If you're in the game area.
Yeah, definitely the game area.
You're definitely storing a whole bunch of stuff on the database. There is nothing that isn't using a database. Because a database is where you store data, and that's the wonders of computer. Is I don't have to remember it or keep it on paper. I can have it on the computer, and I can go and access it quickly and easily. Okay? So, data is what it's all about. Okay. So, now if I want to go in and put some criteria on this, I want to see everybody that has a fall 10 and...
Wait, wouldn't we have to put the perks?
It does it for you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, thank you. And let me see. A course number, I'm looking for CIS 120. Okay. So if I put CIS 120, and I want either fall 10, or I want a B. Let's try that. Okay. People that are passing things in late are forgetting how to do one thing has to be true and either of two other things. This is an example. Course number has to be CIS 120. And either fall 10 or a grade of B. I don't care which one.
No one in
what time of B.
Pardon me?
I've never seen nobody with.
Okay, so we're not getting anybody.
Yeah, no one's going to be, and no one's going to fall through the time.
Oh, goody.
I
okay.
Got the A. I just changed an A.
You changed an A?
Yeah, and I got the
okay, so I'll put in an A, and we'll see if we get that now. Okay, so if we put in an A... And I got two that got an A. Okay, if I go back and I look at this, let's see, what do I want? The STU courses table. And I look at, and open that, let's see, CIS 120, 120 is another A. Okay, so I can go for S10 instead of F10. So I will go for S10, and now I think I will get one of each, because I said it has to be CIS 120, and it has to be the S10 or an A. And there I've got, they're all CIS 120, and two of them have an A, one of them is an F, so that F had to be an S10. The top one had both criteria. But it doesn't matter. It could be either one or the other. The second one had just an A, and the other one had S10. So this one had to be true. And this one is an either of these. Either S10 or A. Top one happened to have them both.
Question. If I were to change data in the student course table and add a thing, would it then go into the other one, other tables that it's linked to by the primary keys and add the same
yeah.
Program?
You might have to write the query again. I'm not sure it would add to the query immediately. Yeah.
For the assignment that we have to do this week, are we supposed to be writing in SQL or can we do it in Design View?
Design view. If you want to do it in SQL, that's fine.
Because I know I wrote the and either statement in SQL.
Okay. If you want to write it in SQL, that's fine. But we're going over it in design view. We can look at the SQL of it as well. But I don't think I specified, so I'll take it either way.
Yeah. All right.
So that is the situation where I'm saying CIS 120. And if it's not, I'm done. If it is, then I'm asking, is the semester year S10? If it is, I am going to display
comp is there a grade?
If it's not, I'm asking, is it an A? And if it is, I will display. And if it's not, I'm out of choices. So it's not displayed. So CIS 120 has to be true, and then either S10 or A. And yes, there's greater thans and less thans and all that you can do. Just like you did when you did the original ones with one table. Okay? So if we want to put this into SQL, our biggest problem is remembering what we called everything. Let's see, student ID, student name, grade, semester year, number of credits I didn't even ask about. So I don't even think I'll bother with that. Okay, so if I want to write this in SQL, sure. Okay. So I'm going to say create query design, and I'm going to simply close. Okay, and there's my SQL. So let me bring up Notepad so it's more visible. And we'll go with 16. So you're going to have to help me if somebody has the files open as to what the names are. Select student ID, student.studentID. Now, I have to write that because student ID appears on two tables. And if it appears on multiple tables that I'm going to use, then I have to tell it which table I wanted to get it from. So I'm going to be using, I'm going to put in here, from student, comma, student course. Okay, so I have student and student course that I'm using, and I separate them with a comma. And then there was a third table I was using, which was course, right? So in this one I have three tables. So I have course up there as well. Okay, so now I pick the things that I wanted to see. I wanted to see student ID. And just because there's not a lot of room here, I'm going to go with course number. Was that what I called it? Course number. And then what am I going to go with? Semester year, and the other thing I asked for was grade, right? Now, course number also appears on two tables, so I have to put the table name in front of it. Because course number is on both the student table, I mean on the course table and the student course table. Okay, so those are the things that I want to see. And then I have to put in the information about the links. So I'm going to say where, and then I'm going to say I'm doing a link between student ID on the student table and the student course table. So I say where student.studentID equals student course dot student ID and course, what did I do? What was I looking for? Linking between course number was what, yeah, that's what I called it. And course dot course number equals student course.courseNumber. Semicolon at the end.
Okay.
So I have done the linking. I have said the link between the student table and the student course table that is based on the student ID, and there is a link between the course numbers on course table and student course table. And then I can put that in and I can run it. And there are my results.
Hold on, I did something wrong. Came up with a box that said enter parameter value, year.
That means you used a... You didn't spell it, you didn't do a name right.
I call mine S-E-M year.
Oh, yeah.
For semester year.
I spelled out the actual word year.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's why I was being so careful and trying to remember when I was doing it, because if you don't get the names right, then you have a problem.
Okay, so it came up with the correct theory now.
So, you are not required to do this in SQL. If you prefer to do it in SQL, you can. You can use the user interface. It's your choice what you want to use. So this one is saying, I list the fields I want. If the field appears on two of the tables that I'm using, then it gets confused as to which table do you want me to take it from. So I have to specify the table. So in this case, I have specified the table dot field. Since on it, and I do that since it is on two tables. I have to tell it which one. Semester year is only on one table. So I don't have to specify it. Can I? Yes. And you know the SQL that I had you kind of cleaning up at the beginning of the semester? They put it on everything. And that's fine. I just don't want to type it on everything. My real objection to Microsoft is the 5,000 parentheses it puts in. Okay, so there is a link between the tables. But I'm now getting all of the things. So, what would I have to do if I wanted to specify other criteria? I've got the FOIA, which does the linking. But I need to also go in and I'd have to put in other criteria if that's what I want to see. So if I want to only see and let's see course number. Okay, so course dot course number. I'll just put that down there. And course dot course number equals CIS 120. Okay, so I'm now saying I want the links and I want the course number to be CIS 120. Okay, so I can go in and put that in. And I'm going to create another query. So I'm going to go in here and do SQL and paste in what I just said. Okay, so there's the SQL that I just said. and now I can go back and look at the view, and now I am only seeing the CIS
124. So I've said my where has got my linking of the tables, and it also has the criteria that I want. In this case, I want the course number to be equal to CIS 120. Okay, so what are the other two criteria that I asked for?
Graduation year and degree.
Okay, so how am I going to put those in? Try it and see. See if you can figure out how to put those
in. I tried it, and bad things happened. I came up with like a thousand bajillion results. It gave me all the combinations.
Okay. You can try it again. Other people try it for a minute, and then we'll do it. See if you can figure out how to add. What are we adding? Semester year of what?
09. Fall 09.
We, some of us have one problem, some of us have another.
Creative.
Okay, so we want to have semester year. Let's see if I can get that. Okay, so we wanted to add semester year of S to 10. S 10, right?
Yeah.
Or grade of A. So we want to add those two things on.
And because it's or, and it's asking all the parentheses around the or, the two or things?
Yes, you have to have parentheses around those.
Okay, never mind, we're good. I didn't put parentheses the first time.
Okay.
That's why I can't wear the pajamas.
And semester year equals S10, and this is where I have to put in the quotes, or grade equals A. Okay. So now I'm saying the course number is CIS 120 and either of those two things. So I'm saying I gotta have the first link, I gotta have the second link, I gotta have it 120, and I gotta have either of those things. So we will go and run that, and that's going to eliminate one of these records. What did I do on query 2? Did I actually copy that in there? Yes, I did. There we go. Okay, and that's what I got. I got my 2 that got an A. And they either have an S10... or an A, or both. So you can either use the user interface or you can use the SQL. Questions? Okay. This is known as a refresher. Back to the access that we did at the beginning. So I guarantee there's going to be some access on the final, so this will be your review. Okay, so let's look at your assignment. Okay, so you've got basically 3 assignments. One is the soft skills paper, and I want you at least attempt to contact your mentor
if you send them a letter soon and CC me and you don't get a response, then I don't hold it against you. But if you don't prove to me you tried to get them, then I hold it against you. Okay? So just send them. They're used to this question, so they ought to get back to you. They ought to have it saved from the last time they did this. And they ought to get back to you very quickly, because you're not asking a whole lot. You're mainly asking, you know, what ones they think are important in the workplace. Okay, the soft skills are those skills that you looked at on the survey on week one. Okay, so technical skills and soft skills. Soft skills being you're able to communicate, you're able to take direction, you're able to take initiative, you're able to do all those good things. Okay. Then there is a makeup quiz, and if you want to do it, it's due on Tuesday next week. But if you missed a quiz, this would be the time to do it. If you mucked up a quiz, this would be the time to do it. If you just want to get extra points, this would be the time to do it. Okay. And then the database assignment. And these are the last assignments. We're done with assignments. So next week is a total catch-up week. And then the first half of the following week is as well. And then the final. Okay, so we have three tables. One of them is a donor table. And I said I wanted the donor ID, the donor name, and the donor address, and I don't care what you put in for an address. You can put a city, you can put a street address, whatever you want to put in. I just want something. You need a drive table, and it's going to have the drive number. So drive 100, the drive name, whatever, and the drive goal, meaning how much money you want to get. Okay, so that drive, you might have, you know, drive number 100 might be children's shelter, and you want $100,000. Okay. Then the third table is going to have the donation ID, which will link to the donor table. Notice my colors. The drive number, which links to the drive table. The date the donation was given, and the amount. And those are three parts of the primary key. So it's like in my example, I need the key next to each one of them. And then I gave you a list of five queries that I wanted you to do. Okay? So.
So the donor table needs the three listed columns. I can't think of the name of them for some reason.
What do you mean? It needs three columns. Yeah, or
yeah,
three fields.
Those three fields, I think.
Yeah. So you're going to set it up and you're going to have a donor ID of 111 or something. Donor name, John Doe, donor address, vulnerable. And then person 222 is Susan Smith, and she lives in Westport, and so forth. Okay. So you're going to put a little bit of data in there, and then you're going to go with it. Now, this data, this is very similar to the example I gave you, except it's three tables instead of four. And notice that if I want information about the donor's name, then I need the donor name table. And I can't do just the donor table and the drive table, because they don't have anything in common. The bridge table, the bridges between them, is this table, the donation. So if I wanted donor information and drive information, I gotta also put up the donation table so I can link between them. Yeah.
So we'll be making three different tables.
Yep.
Linking them.
Yep.
And making queries.
That's right. Okay. And the queries can either be using the user interface or SQL, whichever you prefer. Okay. I don't care. So you can choose which way you want to do the queries. Okay.
So, we are done. You can stay and get started on this homework. You can go have a cup of coffee, whatever. But we're done for the semester as far as me talking. And we will now have open labs next week and the following Tuesday. The final is the following Thursday. Remember that your grade is 80% based on homework. So that's the priority here, is to get homework in for the next week and a half.
And all the past due homework is due this upcoming Tuesday?
It's due by the 15th. The 15th is the last day of classes.
But preferably one plenty of time.
Sooner the better. Do not do one and say, I'll send it later. Do it and send it. Okay? I would like to have a life, too. So, I do not want to see a mountain coming in on the 15th because I'm going to be very picky when I correct it. Okay? If I get a mountain on the 15th. So, anyway. Well, I'm done. Good luck. Yes.
What is the soft? Is the soft skill speaker different from the mentor speaker?
Say that again.
Yeah. What is...
Okay, you're going to basically talk about soft skills. And soft skills are over here. If you go to my page and you scroll down to week one, you went out and did that survey on soft skills. So now, it's really interesting. When you go to conferences and everything, people will ask, what's important that students know? And the easy answer is a few quick technical skills, and then they start talking about the soft skills. And they're serious, because techies have a bad rep. Okay, we tend to have a rep of not being able to communicate well. We tend to have a rep of being kind of like working on our own. And things like that. So they look for soft skills too, i.e. the ability to work with other people, the ability to communicate. So what you're doing is you're writing to your mentor and saying, here are the soft skills that I'm interested in. I think I said to pick 7 of them. What do you think? Are these important in the workplace?
How did you separate in your student tables thing? You have one that's separated from all the other ones, because I just created 2 tables.
Wait just a sec. Let me finish with the other question, and then okay. I'll get to this one. So do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
I want you to write just, you know, a short paper on which skills you think are important and why, and I would like feedback from your mentor. But if you don't get it, as long as I get the letter where you asked for it, you know, you're going to send an email to your mentor and ask for their opinion. Well, if they don't get back to you, I'm not holding you responsible. But if you never asked them, then I am holding you responsible. Okay?
Wait a second.
No.
No?
I won't wait a second.
Wait a second. So, is that the same one that we... Is it different from, like, that first assignment that we had? Where we had to do soft skills in the HTML page?
Yeah.
Different than the same.
But that the different. Because now you are getting your opinion, but certainly if you read any of those articles that you accumulated in the database, it ought to give you some idea of what soft skills are, and it also ought to help you decide which ones you think are important.
So was it...
It was the soft skills database.
Is that like the only place that the assignment's written at? Like right there, week 13, there, is there like another year, like...
There, that's it. No, I said, note, I've asked you to do 7 soft skills. If you do more, you'll get extra credit.
So you just wanted to write about the soft skills? Like,
yeah, actually... Yeah.
I had an NSAS assignment.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that there probably is a link that I should have put there.
Yeah.
You're right, that should have been a link. I'll put that up tonight. If we go back to last semester, I probably headed out there, and there is probably a link. Yeah, soft skills paper. There it is. I don't know why I didn't have the link out there. Okay, I'll put that back out. Sorry about that. Didn't even notice it was missing. Glad you asked for a minute. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, I'm printing them out now. You can go grab a printed copy if you want.
Now that I have you, in the student...
Wait just a second, I want to see if it's printing. Okay. I will get to you eventually. Somebody in the back want to grab them and bring them up at some point and take one for yourself?
In the
okay, yes.
Tables, you have it set up so on the side where it shows the tables, it breaks them up into student, department, course, student course.
Wait a minute, I'm bringing up the homework. This is the homework you're talking about, right?
Yes, but I'm using an example we did in class.
Okay.
To help you out a little bit.
All right.
I didn't like it.
So the student
table
database.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I've got up, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
So you have this like this and that. In this, just as breaking them up. How do you do that?
It doesn't pop.
Okay, well, it's not.
It didn't do it for you?
Oh, yes, it did. I lied. It did it. No, it didn't. I lied. It didn't. I have no idea how to do that, though.
I'm not sure I do either.
I don't know what causes it either.
I mean, you got the information either way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all on there. I just like, was wondering if I could do that.
Let's see, filter by group is checked. So I think, yeah, that would be great. Thanks. I'm glad somebody brought it on. That explains also why you didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, here's a copy of this. Did you already pass them out?
Yeah.
Oh, such efficiency. Thank you. Okay, so I believe if you click on tables created, modified, filter by group.
I can't, it's straight out.
Yeah, you won't let you. You know, I honestly don't remember, but there is a way that it comes up with one and with them all listed at the top. I used to know how to change it. But now you should be able to see the queries.
Oh, I haven't set up any queries.
Oh, okay. Well, then when you set up the queries, it may well stick them in there.
All
right. Do a quick query, and it will probably stick it in there. Okay.
You have to save the query, too.
Right, you have to save the query, or it won't show up.
The information that you want in the homework anything that we just want to show, not just for information lines.
Which one are we talking about? The database?
The homework database, yeah.
Yeah, no, just make up a few donors, a few drives that they can donate to, and a few donations. And I would like more a donation than more, you know, more than one donation per person for at least one person. So that you kind of experiment with, you know, the multiple IDs, the three parts to the ID. Mm-hmm. So that would be my ideal. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the database that you're talking about from the portfolio page.
You can use any of the databases. We'll now have done three databases, any of the three. There is the resources database in week two. There was the soft skills database in week three.
There was one we did where we, like, did, like, the criteria for, like, two of the two things that I had in an and statement or the two other ones.
Yeah, okay, I'm lost. You have three databases. If you're talking about the portfolio, you have to take one. You've only got two now. You're going to be creating a third. One of those has to be dragged out to CIS Web. And then when you make the links of things to your assignments, you're going to make one of the links go to that. I mean, if you look at this is a frame, and I'm saying this frame, and then I'm saying view frame source. Here's that database I just had you look at. There it is right there. And that's how I link. I put the CIS Web address, CIS120. That's the name of the database, .accd.